The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
I mean, they're going to start calling me Farrell Adamus or something like Nostradamus. Did I not just say on Coast to Coast last week that the Nets need to clean house? Apparently, they still don't understand what cleaning house means. They only temporarily cleaned house today when they fired Jacques Vaughn, the head coach, who's done a terrible job running the Nets. The problem is that they didn't fire their hack-ass GM, Sean Marks, the Australian whiz kid who's destroyed the Nets since the day he got the job. They should have fired him, too. But they just fired the head coach, the former guard, in his second season as coach of the Nets. They're 21-33. They're awful. They're in 11th place in the East. The first half of the season, a 50-point loss in Boston to end the first half before the All-Star break. They are pathetic. And then this guy, Mark, says, it was such a difficult decision, but one we feel is in the best interest of the team going forward. Jacques has represented this organization with exemplary character and class for the last 8 years. The consistent positivity and passion he poured into our team daily will remain with the players and staff he interacted with throughout his tenure. We thank Jacques for all he has done for the Nets and the borough of Brooklyn and wish him, Laura, and their family nothing but the best in the future. So in two seasons, he was 71-68 in the regular season, 0-8 in the playoffs. He replaced Nash last year before going 43-32 and getting swept in the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. And, of course, they have Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, they have Claxton, they have Cam Thomas, they have all these guys. They had Dinwiddie, they traded him at the deadline. But they have all these guys that can score, and yet they can pour it in every night and score all these points. But the funny thing is, they never win. I don't care what his record was overall, 71-68, three games over. Congratulations. If you watch this team this year, it was so pathetic. They never won. They were in every game. They don't play the fourth quarter. They play three quarters. They don't play the fourth quarter. I'm watching this team, and the moves that this guy Marks makes are unbelievable. Terrible moves, terrible deals, terrible decisions, terrible hires. And then he fires the coach that, you know, bottom line, the players loved him, everybody loved him, all the rest, but they never won. They should have fired each other together on the same day, President's Day. They could have whacked both of them at the same time. This guy, Marks, still believes in Ben Simmons. That's because he's Australian. The both of them are from down under. So he's not going to do his boy They're like, you know, countrymen, whatever you want to call them. Like they, you know, stand together. Let's not forget, Ben Simmons is a joke as much as Marx is, as an administrator, as a GM, as a whatever, head of the front office. The bottom line is Ben Simmons never plays. Ben Simmons is peanut brittle. This guy gets injured when the alarm clock goes off. When he reaches over to turn it off, he's out a month. This guy's got everything. Nerve damage in his back. He's got this. He's got that. He's got, I mean, it never ends. What's next? Migraines? Cramping? Menopause? I mean, it is unbelievable. He plays one night after missing 38 games. He plays one night. He injures his knee. He's out another month and a half. And yet this guy, he gets rid of Dinwiddie, and that guy poured it in. He scored. It wasn't even funny. He must not have liked his afro or something. I mean, the guy scored it nauseam. They get rid of him, and then they keep this hack-ass Simmons. Here's a news flash for you, Sean. Your boy Ben Simmons is washed. He's finished. His career is over. It doesn't matter that he's 6'10 and he could go north-south and lob, dunk, and pass, and swat shots, and rebound when he was healthy. He hasn't been healthy in years. He hasn't been good in years. I won't deny he played one night and had big numbers. And I mean, he almost had a triple-double in 19 minutes, but then he was out another month because I guess it was all too overwhelming for him. I mean, honest to Christ, how do you keep that guy? And then he's firing the coach. He's getting rid of all the guys that score. This guy's an absolute drip moron idiot. I don't care what anybody says. I will not stop until they fire his ass. They fired Jacque Vaughn today. Nobody gives a rat's ass about Jacque Vaughn. Oh, and then I get the proverbial. They have a rebuilding roster and hold significant cap space and draft capital to build around Bridges this summer and beyond. We have been hearing that same bullshack in New York about the Nets since they had the big three. Remember Harden, Kyrie, KD? They couldn't win with those three egomaniac narcissists. I mean, honest to God, Kyrie Irving with all of his politics and, oh my God, the world is flat. And James Harden, who never wins when it matters in the playoffs, he's like fold tent city. And then KD, who's never happy because no one knobs him enough as the greatest player of all time, except when he puts the ball in the deck in the playoffs and has it stolen from him every time he dribbles. You mean that guy? You mean the guy that got nutmegged by Ice Trey in the pathetic NBA All-Star game, which is an absolute joke? You mean that game that nobody takes seriously? You mean that game that everyone's laughing and shooting three-quarter length court shots as legitimate shots and laughing about it? You mean that game that guys shoot from half court and make it and win the MVP with 39 like Dame won the MVP even though a guy, Cat, had 50 points in 28 minutes and didn't get the MVP? You mean that guy? Like, you mean that KD, the one that's never happy anywhere, is he effing happy in the Valley playing with another big three of Booker, Beal, and himself? Another mega super team that he can play with? You know, he's a guy, he's so miserable, it's unbelievable, playing in the NBA with all of his glory and all of his money bags. Why doesn't he just go away? Honestly, just go away if you don't like it. You know what I mean? Like, if you're so miserable, then just take your money and leave. You'll still be one of the greatest players of all time, even though you don't believe, we believe that you're one of the greatest players of all time. The Nets couldn't win with Kevin Durant. The Nets couldn't win with James Harden. The Nets couldn't win with Kyrie Jesus Irving. The Nets have all this capital. They have all this capital to build around Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson and, oh my God, cap space. What is that? I mean, what is that? What is cap space? Is that like something we should all be thinking about? Like, no one cares about salary caps and everything else. Fans want the team to win games. They want the team to build a team with players that can win games. They want a team that they can pay their $1,000 to go to the game with their family and get ripped off and go see wins. They want to be proud of the team that's in Brooklyn. And you cannot do that when the team that they roll out every year, year after year after year after year after year, that sucks. Year after year, they go and finally make the playoffs and they get swept in the playoffs. Changing coaches all the time. I mean, isn't Steve Nash, he was a Hall of Famer, great guard, but he turned into a soccer player and that was the end of him. It ruined him. I don't understand. And then they bring in Jacques Vaughn and they talk about how glowingly they love him as they're doing him, going out the door. Yet this wacko GM from Australia keeps his job every time. No matter what happens in Brooklyn, Sean Marks stays. Everyone else goes. He even gets rid of good players willingly, glowingly, to keep broken down trucks like Ben Simmons, a guy with three wheels, a guy that never plays, a guy that wherever he goes gets booed because he sucks so much. They boo him because he's so overrated. They boo him because he's so overpaid. They boo him because he shouldn't be in the NBA anymore. They boo him because he shouldn't even be in the G League. They boo him because he should be playing down under in some, like, park in Australia. I don't know, down by Bondi Beach or something. Like, can we get rid of this guy already? No? We're going to have Ben Simmons in Brooklyn forever? What do you think? Maybe we should have a Ben Simmons Day. Is that like President's Day where we're supposed to honor presidents that are all corrupt or crazy or have dementia or, you know, don't know their name or they're, you know, 81 years old and going on 105 or maybe the last president who's a rapist and a criminal and who has 11 indictments and owes $385 million to the state of New York and can no longer do business in New York and he can threaten people. He can start insurrections. Are we going to honor that president? You mean that guy? I mean, what a holiday. How about my kids don't have to go to school for 2 days to honor presidents? I don't want to honor anybody. I don't want to honor presidents. I don't want to honor Sean Marks. I don't want to honor Ben Simmons. I don't want to honor Jacques Vaughn. What I wanted was for the entire Nets organization to be blown up, fire everybody, and start over from scratch, and then I would have finally been happy.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.